We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and thanks for being here tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street in Corvallis and all across the Beaver Sports Radio Network. We appreciate you tuning our way, and we've got a lot to get to tonight as the Beaver basketball teams come off a weekend with some mixed results, but I think with what's ahead with the Oregon State women's basketball team heading north, with the Washington schools coming to Gill Coliseum on the men's side, a lot of excitement for both programs in the early part of the conference season, and we have the opportunity to visit about the weekend's past, the weekends ahead with both Scott Ruick and Wayne Tinkle tonight. So we appreciate you all making your way here to Buffalo Wild Wings. Kennedy, by the way, make sure you get Kennedy's attention. She has tickets to pass along, raffle tickets. We'll be drawing for prizes as we go. So if you don't have one of those, make sure to get her attention. She'll take care of you. Good to see you here, Michael. Good to see all of you here tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings. And if you're in the neighborhood, we still have some a few seats and tables available and hope to see you. We've got a lot to get to, including the most recent game, a classic, a double overtime, in the end a heartbreaker, but the 13th consecutive crowd of over 4,000, and Beaver Nation came out in tremendous numbers again and did a great job. Certainly looking forward to the same this weekend with the men's teams coming home Thursday, 8 o'clock against Washington State, Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock against Washington. So we're going to look at all of those things as we get rolling tonight. We're glad you've joined us. It's Beaver Sports Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for being here along the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank.
The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all seven Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events.
Touchdown, Washington!
Original programming on demand.
My PM Ashley Hudson back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavers!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Ethan Thompson in front of us with a catch. Throws to Stephen Thompson Jr. Picks up the dribble. Gets it into the middle of Trace. Comes inside. Lays it in. It counts. He's fouled.
Oregon State men's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Single game tickets are available now starting at $19 for bench seats and $29 for chair back seats. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVES or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Pivak gets a screen from Washington, going past Ibis, now to Washington. Back to Pivak. Pivak inside, back out to Goodman. A long three-pointer for Aaliyah. Perfect for Aaliyah Goodman. And it's a one-point game. ASU 40, Oregon State 39, Aaliyah Goodman on the money.
And back and forth it went in a competitive, thrilling basketball game. That even with the final result, I know a heartbreaker and disappointment for our first guest and for Beaver Nation. It was a classic battle between two very good teams. Double overtime tells you that. It's a pleasure to welcome. Please join me in welcoming Oregon State women's basketball head coach Scott Ruick to Buffalo Wild Wings. Good evening, coach.
Good evening. Thank you.
You know, first of all, you know, before we even get to breaking down the weekend, it is a truth, is it not, even in the disappointment that you have to lose a game, which happens so rarely, you're 70-8 over the last 78 games at home, which, again, just a reminder about what that's an incredible record. But even when you do have the experience of a rare defeat at home, that was a classic battle. Two teams laid it all out there for the regulation and two overtimes.
100%. It was an incredible basketball game. It was just that's what I said after the game. It was just a great college basketball game. You know, it's a shame to lose it, especially at home. You know, you want the people of Gill or in Gill to leave with smiles on their faces. We work really hard at that. But you got to give all the credit in the world to Arizona State. I mean, they played a great game and hit huge shots. You know, it's a veteran team that is battle-tested. They wanted to split on this trip, you know, and so that was their opportunity, and they made the plays down the stretch, you know. But I loved the back and forth. I loved the fire and the competitiveness that it brought out of us. you know, and it's one of those games that, you know, there's a lot to learn from. And we spent a lot of time in film today just looking at a lot of the things we did very well that were progress, and then some of the things that we still need to get better at, you know, and they did a good job exposing some of those things. And so, you know, you take it for what it is and you move on. In the meantime, it was a heck of a game.
Yeah, and Coach, when you do have that kind of rare experience of a defeat anywhere, but at home in particular, when you do look at the film with your team, without necessarily saying everything that you went through on a list, was there one or two things that came through in that process with your team that you know that they kind of saw and will try to own now in practice getting ready to go north?
Yeah, I think one of the things that's just an underlying deal, when you play against Arizona State, they pride themselves on defense. I mean, I saw one rating had their defense right now ranked fourth in the country. Anytime we've played, it's typically a defensive battle in the 50s, you know, is what people are used to. Rarely do both teams even get to the 60s when we play each other. You know, their effort on the defensive end is unique. They close gaps so quickly. They recover so fast. They stay in stance. They pride themselves on it, and they're just committed to it. So when you pass the ball, they're there on the catch, and most people are not. Our team passes the ball so crisp. We attack, we draw defenders, and then we create those open shots. Well, those gaps were smaller in this game than in most that we've played. It took us a while to get comfortable with that. I thought, you know, we just talked about it. I mentioned at halftime that I thought we hesitated early in this game on several shot attempts that were good shots for us and normal shots that we would take. But I didn't think we moved the ball quite as quickly as we needed to, and that's something that got better as the game went on. So that's one thing. On the other end of the floor, you know, this is a team that is veteran. I mean, these are seniors and juniors that have been through the wars, been through the NCAA tournament games just like we have. They're not going to be phased, you know, coming into Gil Coliseum. That's when you're a competitor, you can't wait to play in an environment like that one. And so they relished that opportunity. We didn't make them as uncomfortable as we needed to defensively. You know, they were very comfortable coming off cuts and screens and even attacking and beating us one-on-one to the basket, where they got some really good looks. And they got more good. They shot 46% in Gil. I think over the last 5 years, our opponents shoot 32.5% collectively in Gil. And so, obviously, that was an aberration. And you've got to give them credit for working for great shots and staying with those and knowing where to go and when. And we just did not make them as uncomfortable as we needed to. And so that's where we're headed now as a team.
A deep team, a veteran team, and a deep team with a lot of different people coming off the bench who are threats all over the court for them. So it looked to me, in watching some of it back, you know, that I was able to, watching the broadcast on the Pac-12 network, it was rare. I haven't seen your team. I mean, there were times, whether it was quickness or just when you talk about maybe a lack of aggressiveness on the offensive end early, there were times I thought, too, where your rotations defensively were not as quick as usual when you're almost always in the right spots. Was that more a function of just how they operated offensively?
Yeah, it's who we are, too. I mean, that's been something that's been a hurdle for us this year. All of our defensive numbers are down. Our offensive numbers are all up. Our defensive numbers are down this year. And so this team is learning their identity. We've talked a lot about it on that end of the floor. We've been able to score easier, which means there's less of a priority on the defensive end. Previous teams here, we've had to get stops to win, and then that just becomes who we are. This team, we're not quite where we need to be yet, you know, with that consistency basically accuracy, you know, defensively, like you just mentioned. And so it's an area that we've got to continue to get better at, and we will, you know, but again, we've got new people in new places, and this is a battle-tested team that came in, you know, to beat us. And when we're not scoring quite as easily, then they get to relax on offense, you know. And so their defense, I thought, was the difference in this game, kept us off our spots. They shot the ball extremely well. So we played from behind a lot of this game, which put pressure on our shooting. You know, so it was just like it was just back and forth, you know, and they made the play at the end to win it.
And, Coach, when you talk about the pride you have in your team, though, dealing with the circumstances that were a bit unusual for them, particularly at home, to not let that thing slip, to keep making plays in the clutch, to keep your hopes alive all the way to the final possession, essentially.
Well, that's what I told him. Yeah. I told him I'm so proud that, I mean, I'm proud of the fight. I mean, with the effort that we got from Arizona State, this would have been a game where they could have stretched a 7 or 8 point lead out, you know, to double digits. We didn't let that happen. I thought Mikayla Pivik was so key in her effort in offensive rebounds and hitting some big shots. I mean, the two layups that she made, the pull-up jumper that she made, the assist to Katie McWilliams late that she made, and then four huge offensive rebounds where she wrestles the ball away from people. I mean, she willed this team to be close in that game, and she helped give us the chance, along with her teammates, of course, but she was the one that instigated the fight from on our side. So to shoot 37% at home, to give up 46%, to shoot our worst free throw percentage since the Texas A&M game, to do all, and that 37% was the worst shooting game of the year for us so far. To do all those things and to have a chance to win it. I mean, that tells you something right there. So there are silver linings in everything, of course, but you certainly never want to lose a home game. And you don't want to lose a game you have a chance to win, of course. But we have one option. That's to take everything that we learned, good and bad, and get better.
And you won a home game this weekend, too. So when we take a break, I know it almost feels probably like ancient history now, but a very solid win against Arizona in the first part of the weekend. So we'll talk about that. And that type of effort you referred to from Mikayla Pivik reminded me, man, I know every team and every player has their own identity, but there were shades of Jamie Wisner's.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Jamie had that same incredible will, and at times with just will, it felt like in some of those big wins early in this run, that, you know, Mikayla seemed to have a touch of that.
Every great team does, and that's what we needed, and that's what she's providing for us. I mean, exactly what Jamie did, same thing. You know, we've had great performances over the years, of course, by lots of great players. But Jamie, you know, just you could just see this level of effort that's just unique, uncommon. They gave everything they have, and they leave it on the floor every night, you know, and that's what Mikayla does for this team day in and day out.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more with Coach Ruick as the Beavers get ready to go on another tough road trip in this league to the Washington schools. Thanks for being here tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will provide an insider's look at Beaver Sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
What's better than an old-fashioned barbershop? At The Barbers, you'll feel right at home as soon as you walk in with our oversized barber chairs, relaxing shoulder massage, hot lather neck shaves, and the best barbers in the industry. Each one of our 32 locally owned barbershops is open 7 days a week and features flat-screen TVs, free popcorn and soda, and all-you-can-watch sports, all for a fantastic price. For your next cut, visit The Barbers, proudly supporting youth and college athletics. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts.
Do you experience extreme excitement when you see Benny the Beaver? Do you feel warm and fuzzy when you see the colors orange and black? Then the OSU Beaver Store is where you need to be, because you'll find the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear. And the best part? When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping to support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Catch us on the way to the game. Can't make it to the store? Shop osubeaverstore.com. OSU Beaver Store. Fans start here.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes, made with fully roasted tricolor baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
And that's how I think you're going to get the lowest toner and maintenance costs across your network.
Oh, but my biggest concern was print volume, since we're on deadline so much.
Whoa! That'd be a flag on the play for what?
Not listening and outlining client needs before the sales presentation?
Excellent. Let's try it again.
Yeah!
Good work, guys!
Woo!
Come on!
Can you not do the whistle thing?
Nope, it's my favorite part.
Are you a driven, ambitious college grad looking for a job on a world-class team with the best sales training in the country? Come talk to us at Pacific Office Automation. We're looking for highly motivated people with a competitive background to join our team of sales overachievers. Don't settle for just a job. Start a career with great financial potential offering business-changing office automation solutions. Visit pacificoffice.com/careers to apply online. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
As Pivot gets it back out to McWilliams, a three ball. She hits it, and the Beavers gain the lead, 42-40, after being down by 8, 38-30.
As we welcome you back in, that's part of what Coach Ruick was talking about during that Arizona State battle, to be down 8. Katie McWilliams hits a big shot. So, Coach, you've already gone through all of the things that you didn't go well, and yet you're still in a double overtime game with an opportunity to win it. It came up a little short. What about the game on Friday to open the weekend as you pulled away for a 22-point win, did score in the 80s? What were your thoughts about how you played the game in totality Friday night against Arizona?
Yeah, overall, extremely pleased. Arizona's a team that has had a lot of success, beat Arizona State 52-39 to open conference, and has played everybody relatively tough. I mean, 12-3 coming into our place. They've got an incredible guard in Ari McDonald, and she is leading the conference in scoring, I believe, averages 8 free throw attempts a game, and just single-handedly puts that team on her back, and they're increasing. I mean, they're much better defensively than they've been, and, you know, Coach Adia just has everything, you know, starting to fit together for them here in her second year, I believe. And so we jumped out in that game very similar to ASU. Both nights we jump out 11-2, 12-3, you know, and we've got a chance to extend, or 12-5, whatever ASU was, and relax a little bit, and then here they come back. They hit a long bank three to cut it to 19-18 at the end of the first quarter against Arizona, and then we stretch it out, and then they come back, and then we stretch it out, and then they come back, and then we said, okay, enough. We stretched it out, and we finished it. You know, but you got to give that team a lot of credit. You know, there are only good teams in this conference. Right. There are only good players in this conference. There's not one moment that you can relax in the Pac-12. And if you do, you're making a mistake. And I thought our defensive intensity at times waned just a little bit against Arizona, but overall I thought it was a really nice performance. And my favorite stat was McDonald shot 0 free throw attempts in that game. And we worked so hard because she's so fast. Yes, I was so pleased with our bigs, you know, that have to help with our guards. You know, we'd been called for so many fouls, it seemed, in Los Angeles. I had to slow-mo to find them, but we were called on all these fouls in L.A. And so that was our focus going into this past weekend, was let's defend, hands up, hands away, no, let's not foul. And then here we have the leading guard free throw shooter coming in for us to practice. And I said, we've got a great opportunity to get better especially Friday night, against her. And so we all worked against it, you know, let's defend her and let's get away from her and let's just make her miss, you know. And we talked about we want our opponents to have more field goal attempts than points, and against Arizona we did that.
Well, so we've already talked about the Arizona State game. Let's close, Scott, with the opportunity now. As you said, you've already said it, every team in this league is good and they're dangerous. And you had two tough games with the Washington schools here. So I assume the challenge is even greater going north this weekend.
Well, there's no doubt. I remember sitting there talking to our team in the third quarter, I believe, against Washington State here. And they were making a run back at us. We took a timeout. I don't know if we were still ahead or if they had gotten the lead. And I just said to the team, I said, you realize that these two teams this weekend are currently rated as the worst in the conference. Like, these, we're at home. These are the easiest games, supposedly, according to numbers that I've read, in our conference. That's how tough this thing is. And that's how much you have to give and how hard you have to play and how... And so, you know, we're learning all these things. You know, well, now here we go on to their home courts, where, you know, Washington scores, you know, from a variety of ways. They try to junk up defensively and turn you over and make you make mistakes and make you play a game that you're not used to playing. And when they're effective at it, they can be very good. than Washington State, you know, who has, you know, just veteran scorers. We certainly saw that here, you know, and so then a battle in Pullman. And so two places that it's obviously tough to play, and so it's going to take two great efforts and 80 great minutes of basketball for us. Based upon today's practice and the level of focus that I enjoyed this coaching this team with today, you know, I'm excited for the challenges. I think we'll be ready, but they will both be tough.
As much as you love playing at Gill before Beaver Nation and the tremendous support and crowds, your team has shown some toughness on the road, as the L.A. trip proved. How valuable was that to do what you did with this team in Los Angeles now as you go the other way to play the Washington schools?
Invaluable. Yeah. I mean, it really is. It's exactly what we needed. That was such a key weekend. That's what made Sunday so disappointing, to give one back, you know, like we did, and credit Arizona State, but it hurt, you know, knowing that we were that close to moving to 6-0. But nobody can take that L.A. trip away from us, and the experiences down there, and that this team had to rise to a level they hadn't yet on the road, and just to see two galvanizing performances where it took great team efforts, and that's what every road trip and every road game in this conference is going to demand. Again, starting Friday night at 8 p.m.
Friday night at 8.
Is it Heck Ed or is it Alaska Airlines?
Well, I think it's Alaska Airlines at Heck Edmondson.
Okay,
Pavilion.
Because I hadn't heard Heck Ed for a while, and then I heard it on TV, and I was confused.
It's been Heck Ed since 1927, but a few, you know, different sponsors here and there.
Yeah, I like
but
it
I
when
still
they say
believe,
Heck Ed.
Let me ask the man. It is still Alaska Airlines at Heck Edmondson Pavilion, correct?
Okay. I like it when they put it all together.
Yeah,
like
I
that.
Like it best, too. Ralph Miller Court at Gill Coliseum. There we go. Scott, we're excited for what's ahead this weekend. Friday night, 8 o'clock, Sunday at noon. Ron Callen will have the call on many of our network stations. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Mike. Let's hear it
for Scott Ruick. We'll be back with head coach Wayne Tinkle as we preview the Washington schools coming to Ralph Miller Court at Slats Gill Coliseum. Great to have you all with us right here on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha. It will provide an insider's look at Beaver Sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Ethan Thompson in front of us with a catch, throws to Stephen Thompson Jr., picks up the dribble, gets it into the middle of Trace, comes inside, lays it in, and counts his foul.
Oregon State men's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Single-game tickets are available now, starting at $19 for bench seats and $29 for chair-back seats. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVS or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. Easily track multiple games at once with Xfinity X1. Find everything faster with the X1 voice remote. And stream even more on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavs! ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Just the 2 gallons of milk? That'll be $5.55.
I think I've got cash for this.
I can't accept this. A $0 bill? Really?
The mythical $0 bill. Thanks to Pacific Source Health Plans, there's now a use for it. Because Pacific Source Health Plans offer $0 copays on preventive prescription drugs, meaning the only copay you'll have is, well, no copay at all. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Online at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
Rebound into the hands of Stephen Thompson Jr. Stevie comes back quickly front court, finds Reichel, steps into a right wing transition three and hits it. And the Beavers pull within four, 55-51, 10:38 to play in Tucson. Welcome back into Beaver Sports Talk along the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Thanks for joining us here at Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver Nation, Wings, Beer, Sports, and my pleasure to welcome. Please join me in welcoming Oregon State men's basketball head coach Wayne Tinkle to Buffalo Wild Wings. Good evening, coach.
Good to be with you, buddy.
And we heard coming back in a big shot that Zach Reichel hit. We'll hear another one, I think, in a bit where Stevie hit a three, Ethan hit a three to draw you within three. It was kind of a, in a sense, both games had some similar overtones in that you fought back, gave yourself a chance in both of those, particularly in Tempe. I know there's probably still a sense of, you know, you're one possession away from winning that basketball game.
It was a tough trip, you know, and after watching the film multiple times on the trip, coming back home, I've been under the weather, and there's no surprise because there were moments we did not play like we've been playing, in particular, especially at Arizona, and you might attribute some of that to the battle that it took to get back into the game in Tempe, but no excuses. We weren't as good as we needed to be. We thought we'd have a great chance Thursday to get that one, and then you know, talk about going into Tucson, but it didn't happen that way. And I was really proud of the way we fought back in Tempe and gave ourselves a chance. You know, things we guys that weren't shooting it well shot it well. We didn't adjust. We didn't get the shooters there. We didn't have some guys shoot it very well against Arizona State. And then we went down, and it was a weird game in Tucson. I mean, after they called that BS flagrant on Trace and it knocked their starting center out of the game, I really thought things changed. And it was the whole mood. It was a different deal. The game was called differently. Arizona State had to play differently. They went to Luther at the five exclusively and went five out, which obviously they hadn't done at all year long, and we had a hard time in the pick and pop game, but we battled back to cut that to three, and then just didn't have enough in the tank to, you know, to finish things off.
On what grounds, coach? Again, I never like to take anyone down a path that could get you in trouble, but I was astonished when I saw the call on Trace. What explanation, if any, were you given?
Well, you saw my reaction.
Yeah.
Because there was a media timeout right then, and we went and we did our deal, and I came out, and all of a sudden they're announcing an F1 on Trace Tinkle, and I'm like, well, what in the heck's going on? What are you talking about? And what they said was player in the air, another player moved under him, undercut him, and, you know, the verbiage that's in the book is something about unusual and unnecessary contact requires. And I said, I said he was going to rebound. The guy jumps up in the air, hangs on the rim after the basket went in. His fingers slip through the rim, and he lands on our guy. Our guy does this in defense of protecting himself. And he says, this is what they said at the end, which really got me disappointed. Coach, their guy's in the locker room. We got to do something about it. And to me, that's not right.
No.
And I thought they changed the way. You know, it was early in the game, 4.5 minutes. But I thought after that, the fouls they called on Stevie were a little bit like, okay, we're going to go one for one here. And anyway, all that being said, we did not rebound like we're supposed to rebound. We did not guard the three-point line. A lot of that was because we're getting beat off the dribble, flying around, trying to rotate. And it seemed like every time we did that, they just were out there two-on-one, finding shooters and drilling them. So credit them. They hit 13 threes. But we just did not play with the urgency defensively we need to. And, you know, Stevie got in foul trouble. We went to Antoine. He picks up two quick ones. You know, we go to Warren. He picks up too quick. It just seemed like all night long we were in foul trouble.
Let's go back to the Arizona State game and the things that you missed. You were 7 for 34 at one point shooting, then make 15 to 22 down the stretch to give yourself a chance to win that thing. What flipped offensively, and was it somewhat predicated to what you were starting to do in that 1-3-1?
I think the 1-3-1 created some things for us offensively, but I thought once we got down and reached that desperation point, our guys got back to doing what we do, and we spread the floor. We had great spacing, great ball movement, guys attacking. When there was an angle to get to the rim, we did, and we finished and got fouled. When it wasn't, we kicked. And for whatever reason, early on, we weren't doing that. We reverted back to some of the issues from the preseason where the ball kind of stuck. We didn't quite cut as hard. We didn't screen as hard. In both games, we didn't have a post presence, and it's not calling anybody out or anything like that. We just didn't. We would throw it in there, and it was like a hot potato. We'd throw it right back out. We need to have guys be a threat down there on the block to make that defense collapse. And I think the atmosphere, the first, you know, two-game road trip on some of our young bigs, the fact that Arizona State was really physical, and, you know, we our bigs haven't played great down there. They just try to, you know, that's the way they do it. They try to beat you up, and we didn't respond in the right way.
Well, you responded enough to take what looked, you know, early in that second half down 18 to actually have the ball and a chance to take the lead. Tells you a lot, though, about character in a tough environment.
No, for sure. We've got great character and great kids. We've got to have more of them play at a tougher, more intense level, more consistently. And you know, we talked as a staff that at times it looked like they had more guys out on the floor than we did, you know, playing at that level. And really proud of Ethan. Had a great weekend. Trace, who's still not 80, you know, 5%, really battled and did some good things, but you know, we've got to have some other guys step up so that it's 5, 6, 7, 8 guys night in, night out. Now they're, you know, their contributions will be at different levels, but they have to be positive. And that was the first, you know, we had that at Oregon. We had it at home. And going out on the road, we didn't have all that, and we've got to get back to it.
We'll talk more about coming back home here in a moment with the Washingtons coming to town. To Trace for a moment, his grit, his toughness, you know, Coach Rook was talking about Michaela Pivick and scrapping balls away from the opponent and just kind of willing, just at times willing the team to possessions, to baskets, to stops. I mean, Trace, and you say 80, 85, that may be a high estimate just in terms of maybe he's getting to that point. But to score 21 and 25, given the ankle situation he was dealing with, and I thought he was even kind of feeling his way out about how much could he do, he figured it out and scores 46 on the weekend, and rebounds and passes and steals, impressive stuff under the circumstances.
No, for sure, you know, and you know, he's one guy that doesn't mind playing on the road in hostile environments, and I mean, he didn't practice the week before. He didn't practice the week of those games. And it just, he's a tough kid, and Ethan's a really tough kid. And we need more guys, you know, to kind of get some inspiration off of that. And you know, nobody's 100% at this time. Everybody's beat up at some level. And you just got to find a way to dig deep and pull something out of yourselves. And sometimes you've got guys that really are comfortable operating in that comfort zone. And you know, we always preach to break through those thresholds in those walls you put around yourselves, and you find out a whole new identity. And he's one that's been able to do that for a long time. And today we had to pull him out of practice. He tried to do a little bit more than he has done, and you know, was a little bit beat up. But I know he'll be ready to go again on Thursday.
We will take a break and talk about Thursday. It's an 8 o'clock game. Saturday at 1 o'clock, and the importance of Beaver Nation. It's been a big presence for both the men's and women's games, and hope that there will be that same kind of fervent atmosphere. We'll talk about that with the coach and more. We appreciate you being here tonight. Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to score one for your family's fire safety. Smoke alarms lose effectiveness over time. Check that your smoke alarms are less than 10 years old. Make sure to have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, including the basement, inside each bedroom, and in the hallway outside the sleeping areas. And be sure to test your alarms regularly and change the batteries when necessary. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes, made with fully roasted tricolor baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will provide an insider's look at Beaver sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Do you experience extreme excitement when you see Benny the Beaver? Do you feel warm and fuzzy when you see the colors orange and black? Then the OSU Beaver Store is where you need to be, because you'll find the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear. And the best part? When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping to support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Catch us on the way to the game. Can't make it to the store? Shop osubeaverstore.com. OSU Beaver Store. Fans start here.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavs!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Trace jab step against Dylan Smith. Works Dylan Smith. Backs Dylan down. Picks up the dribble. Finds Kelly coming into the paint. Kelly nearly double dribble. Gets it to Ethan Thompson. Ethan bumped into. Steps into a three straight away. Hits! Beavers within three. It's 61-58. Boy, that was good action right there as the Beavers continued their comeback down in Tucson. That was a big-time sequence right there, Coach, where you pull within three and really, I mean, put some pressure on them in their house.
No, yeah, our guys did a nice job of battling back like we talked about. And the big thing was, you know, they paid more attention to spreading the floor, making plays for each other, you know, and we made some timely shots. You and I talked earlier today at Media Day. We've not shot in the ball as well as we should be. We've got better shooters. I don't think we're taking a ton of bad shots. Or, you know, there's some here or there when we got down that we maybe rushed a little bit. But our guys need to step up and make those shots. But I know it'll help if we start to get a little bit more of a presence from our bigs to make the littles have to collapse a little bit. You look at what we're doing in two-point field goal percentage. I mean, it's unbelievable. We shot 58% at Arizona from two. Problem was we shot 23% or something from three, and it wasn't like we were taking way more than we should have, but we've got to be a little bit more economical in those situations and understand what's working and what's not. And it's tough. I mean, this was really the first time that we got down double figures on the road, and I think that was a little bit of what you saw, a little bit of panic at times. And it's going to be great experience for us, you know, moving forward, because you know, you look at it, Mike, and we talked about this. Nobody in our league had as tough a start to the league as us at Oregon, and we got the, you know, the SoCals at home, and then at the Arizonas. And you know, we feel good about where we're at, even though we've got a sour taste about some of the performances, but we've got, you know, five in the next seven here at home. We've got great experience to draw on. Let's keep this thing going and build some momentum. And you know, we're right there in touch from where we want
to
be.
We'll get to the Washingtons in just a second. One last thing about the 2-point field goal percentage. Even in the game at Arizona, you outscored them in the paint, 40-26. Whether you're getting, as you said, maybe a true low post presence or a threat, you're still functioning well with guys scoring in the paint.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting to the rim. You know, guys like Ethan and Trace are getting there, getting fouled. You know, we post Ethan and Trace up. They're two of our better post players, even though they're not bigs. So, you know, the points in the paint have been big. The deep, or the offensive field goal percentage from two, we're leading the conference. So now we just got to get to where we're defending like we were for so much of the year. And if we can just get to where we're shooting the percentage we think we can from three, it will all come together.
And as you said, Coach, I mean, the shots, for the most part, you look and they're shots that you don't, you're not necessarily jumping up and throwing. What are you shooting that for? What are you taking that? At home, there is a higher comfort level, is there not?
For sure, for sure. But we've got enough experience, you know, out on the road that shouldn't be a problem. And I just think, again, it was the first big weekend, two games on the road that maybe had a little bit. You know, we went against what we normally do. Normally when we're going on the road, we'll practice in the BC. And that week, I said, you know what, we're going to two big arenas. Why don't we practice in Gill, where you've got similar backgrounds, a lot of space? And that didn't really work out so well. But anyway, it really comes down to having the confidence to step up and take good shots and make them when they're there. And again, there's a little bit of pressure when you're not defending like you're supposed to. There's a little more pressure to make those. And if we can defend like we're used to, I think it'll allow us to relax a little bit when we're taking those shots offensively.
And certainly in Washington State to open the weekend, defending the three is a big thing, isn't it?
Certainly is. Yeah. They're shooting a great percentage. You remember they came in last year and they were amongst the nation's leader in threes made per game. They've got more shooters this year. You know, their point guard Ali is shooting it at a really good clip. And, you know, they got Franks back. So that's going to be a real challenge for us. But, you know, we're going to get back on track. We defend here at home. We feed off the crowd. I know that's going to lead to offense and some more freedom on the other end, and it'll be a great way, hopefully, to get things started. Now, they're a little bit of a wounded animal. They've been close in a lot of their games for at least, you know, 35, 36 minutes. But, you know, we should be a little bit upset over last weekend's performance and come out with our hair on fire, you know, Thursday to set the tone for the weekend.
And what about, Coach, the importance, the atmosphere at Gill? I've been so impressed by the student engagement. If Kyler Kelly blocks a shot or somebody bangs a three or you guys do something in transition for the runouts, the crowd, I mean, they've made a difference, haven't they?
No, certainly, certainly. And, you know, I don't know what all the numbers are, but the student section and then everybody else at Gill, when they get after it, our guys play at a different level. And you know, you see our guys talk about it. So, obviously, they feel it. There's times that the, you know, big gray-haired guy's got to wave his arms and get them going a little. But, you know, we love it. I remember that UCLA game, and almost when we went up 18, it got so silent. And we're like, did we lull them to sleep?
Or do you think it's over?
Yeah. So, no, but when they're there and they're getting after it, and, again, the student section sets the tone with you know, them packing it in and getting after it, it's a difference maker for sure.
We'll take a final break and talk not only about Washington State a little bit more, but then there's another game too. I realize everybody's all in right now in the Cougs, but a game that I know just based on previous history will be a pretty entertaining one Saturday afternoon at 1 when Washington comes to town. We're going to talk about that as we wrap things up with Coach Tinkle. It's great to have you all with us. Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Ethan Thompson in front of us with a catch. Throws to Stephen Thompson Jr. Picks up the dribble. Gets it into the middle of Trace. Comes inside. Lays it in. It counts. He's fouled.
Oregon State men's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Single-game tickets are available now starting at $19 for bench seats and $29 for chair-back seats. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVES or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
every Saturday on Pac-12 Network. We've got you covered for men's hoops. Start your Saturdays with our live basketball pregame show, getting you set up before tip-off with a comprehensive rundown of the day's action. Then after the final buzzer, keep it locked on Pac-12 Network for Pac-12 Final Score, highlighting all the big plays, big blocks, and big dunks.
The Horn wins it!
Pac-12 Network is your one-stop shop for all things men's hoops every Saturday, all season long.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym. Convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Since 1924, Flavor Pack has been committed to bringing you all the wholesome nutrition nature offers right from our own backyard. More than 200 Northwest farmer families are committed to providing the finest fruits and vegetables to your table while caring for the land and resources Oregonians are proud of. You can rest assured Flavor Pack is as high quality as it gets. Farm to freezer in under 4 hours. Flavor Pack, Northwest grown for over 90 years.
Dribbles way out high, left side with 15 on the clock, and this huge crowd making quite a din. Zach Reichel pops high, throws to Trace, gets it to Hollins. Alfred feeds Kyler Kelly for a two-hand dunk. And again, good ball spacing there. Kyler getting to the rim for the dunk. Kyler Kelly came back with 3 block shots in the game against Arizona, his first non-multiple block game in the Arizona State game. That experience, Coach, for Kyler, I would think, as we welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings, as you said, he kind of got a taste. This is a long road trip, physical games. He'll be better probably the next time out when
he goes
exactly away.
You're exactly right. No, you're exactly right. MVP, you know, you talk about, you know, we played well for about 35, 36 minutes at Oregon to open things up, but that was a one-game trip. You know, we bust down there 45 minutes the night before. But this was a different deal, and I think his eyes were opened a little bit, as well as Warren and even Antoine. And they'll be that much better for it next time out, for sure.
Now, that's a while, because you've got, as we've already talked about, a Washington State team, a dangerous team with teams, they can get hot. I know you're all in on that, but after you do that, then you have the quick, very quick turnaround with a 1 o'clock game Saturday against a team that is atop the conference and very talented in Washington.
No, for sure. You know, they obviously have the most experienced team in the league with all that they return. They're at the top of the table right now, and that is a quick turnaround, abnormal. I mean, you're playing a Thursday night and then 1 o'clock. I mean, I love the tip time, because, you know, it doesn't give anybody in Portland a reason not to come down. And seriously,
that
should be a packed deal on Saturday afternoon, especially, you know, we take care of business. It is going to be difficult, because Washington State plays, you know, a lot of free-handed kind of, you know, shoot a lot of threes. And you just got to make sure that you're fighting them every step of the way, so they don't get in a rhythm offensively, and we feel good defensively attacking their man in zone. But, you know, we handle business there. It's going to make for just an unbelievable environment Saturday afternoon.
And all of that said, Coach, as you've already mentioned, you're 3-2 in the league. You've got 5 of the next 7 at home. Big games this weekend. If you take care of business in both, you head back on the road, some momentum. I mean, I know that's a big chore this weekend, as it always is, but you're still in a pretty good position right now.
No, certainly. And if we'd have looked at it, you know, starting, going into conference play, okay, we're at Oregon, then we got the SoCals at home, and then we're at the Arizonas. You know, here we are at 3-2. And, yeah, you know, we don't feel great about our performances maybe on the road, and felt like we should have certainly gotten one at Arizona State. We're still in great shape, and we've got to, you know, we've got to, the coaching staff and the team knows we've got to take them one at a time. But if we handle business Thursday, it's going to be a great environment against, you know, all the things Washington's talking about is our games are the ones they're circling because of last year. You know, that's great. That's going to be a fun atmosphere. But if we can handle things here at home like we have, then we go out on the road and with a chance to keep the momentum going and really getting out of the chute here to a good start.
You mentioned Saturday, a good time for the game, and one opportunity to make Gill really pulsate loud. The games, Coach, with them the last 2 years, at home and away, but at home.
And in the tournament.
And the tournament, too. Really great battles. It seems like you've brought out the best in each other these last few years.
Yeah, no, certainly. And you know, we all know that they play, you know, zone 100% of the time. We feel like we've done a really good job attacking that. Obviously, we play zone as well. Coach Hopkins has done a really good job with that group that he came in and inherited and the pieces he's added. So it's going to be a real challenge. But we feel like we pose problems for them, and we can play better than we did against them a year ago. And should make for a fun afternoon. And hopefully we'll be able to keep the momentum going. And you know, then I believe I don't look past this weekend, but I think we're at the Mountain Schools after
yes,
that.
Yes, that's correct. As Sean confirms it. Yes.
Well, then that makes it gospel truth. So you know, but it'll give us a good chance to now, you know, let's get out, get some momentum going, keep it going. You know, we're approaching the halfway point here before too long. So it's amazing how time flies.
Well, Coach, it really is. We appreciate you being here. I love the fact that another great crowd here at Buffalo Wild Wings, which we hope is a precursor to the atmospherics Thursday night at 8, Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. I know that almost everybody here in this room will be there. We
you
need
bet.
A lot more. But thanks to all of you for coming
thanks
here
for
tonight.
Coming.
We appreciate
Go
it.
Go Beavs.
Coach, thanks for being here.
All the best,
We'll
buddy.
See you Thursday night. That's Head Coach Wayne Tinkle. Our thanks to Scott Ruick. Our thanks to all of you for being here. We'll see you Thursday night. It's a 7:30 airtime. The Beavers in Washington State. Look forward to seeing you at Gill on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. And our thanks to everybody here at Buffalo Wild Wings. See you again next week. So long, everybody.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.